are not. You got to be careful. Everyone that say that they're pastor, they're not. Ooh, it's a dirty job, but somebody got to say it. You see, a good sheep is not going to run everywhere. Because you see every little church, so-called church, opening up. Talking about, I'm going over there. The spirit is over there. The spirit ain't over there. The spirit is in you. Oh, boy. You're quiet now. And that's what happens when you get mad because you can't have your way in the church. You want to leave and go somewhere else. But can I tell you, it's not about your way. It's about the Lord's way. I don't care how bad, how much you don't like me, how much you don't disagree with me. But if I'm in the word of God, you ought to stand on the word of God. You may say, I don't like him. I ain't got nothing for him. But all he teach the word of God. That's what you want. I'm not here for you to like me. I'm here for you to hear the word of God and get saved through the word of God. And I guarantee you, if you get in that word, my baby, somewhere down the line, you're going to fall in love with me. A lot of things I don't like. Talk about you don't like me. I don't like a whole lot of you neither. But I love you. I got to love you. Bible didn't say nothing got to like, but he said, I got to love you. Love is of Jesus. They won't follow no false shepherd. Everyone that said they are a shepherd or not. Look at it right there, huh? All shepherd. Church members who run from church to church are not sheep. Is this thing on? Church members who run from church to church are not sheep. The church happens, huh? Not on that. They goats. Because they always got a but mentality. But this. But that. I don't like this, but I'm going over here. They won't let me sing, but they won't let me pray, but they won't let me preach, but they won't let me stand. They but yourself and sit down. Do what the word of God say do. Sometimes you got to stand there. I don't care if it ain't right. Stand there and watch God change things around. How do you know things are not right? You will never know things are right until you get yourself right. I lost my amen. We always see other people wrong. But we never see our wrong. Amen. Always other people is wrong. But we never wrong. We always right. You can't be right all the time. Amen? In God's sight, Jesus' sight, we all wrong. Because the Bible says we all have sinned and come short to the glory of God. We all are filthy rags. They get mad. And they leave church. They go somewhere else. They bring their garbage over there. They bring their mess over there. That church was good until you got there. Soon you got there, you corrupt that church with your mess. Amen? But you see, a sheep going to humble themselves. They're going to be obedient. They're going to stand on the word of God. And a sheep going to pray. A sheep going to listen to the shepherd. Amen. They are not true sheep. You see, they follow me. My sheep will follow me, which speaks of obedience. They are false shepherd. They are goats who try to pass as sheep. But he said, my sheep know my voice. They know my voice. Amen. 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 They know my voice. Now you got a choice. You can go anywhere you want. I don't tell my members don't go to other churches, but you need to know the right voice. I'd rather go visit anybody, you know, go visit, your folk come visit you. But don't mess around and get caught up talking about, you know, Lord, did you hear how he preached? You heard how he preached? They just opened up my mind understanding. Lord, I felt so good over there, you know. And you come here, you sit here, you go to sleep. The choir sing out their heart. And you sitting there looking at them like, what in the world you doing? You know, talking about they don't move me. They're not supposed to move you. The Holy Spirit ought to move you. Pastor try to preach and you go home. I don't know. Pastor wasn't like he wasn't himself today. I don't know. They just say, you know, I don't know. Poor pastor, he was blundering. He was, you know, he like he bogging down. I guess so, because you wouldn't say nothing. But you see, I come here with my fire. I don't wait for nobody to light my fire. I come with my fire. So when you walk on this campus, on God's place, you ought to come here fired up, ready to have church, ready to praise the Lord. Ain't nobody ought to have to boost you up. You ought to come here with praise on your mind, because this is the day that the Lord had made. He said, let us rejoice and be glad. And can I tell you something else? My sheep know that prayer is free. Woo! Free. You ain't got to pay for no prayer. You run into the church, you know, a prophet come in town and talking about, you know, come on, God told me to tell you to sow a seed. You got that seed. You got your last little, you know, lunch money. You got your last, you know, paid your bill. Your light bill is due. And you going to go give him your light bill money, and your light going to be cut off because false prophet told you, pray free. I lost my amen. Free. So no matter why, in the Bible you say you charge you for prayer. Get in this line, $100, $50, $5. Pool ain't got no dollar. I ain't getting no prayer. Pool ain't got no money. Pool, I'm laid off. And you mean you won't pray for me? The devil is a lie. Get down and pray for your own self. Quit waiting for other people to pray for you. Nobody know your needs but you. My sheep, when they get down, they ought to know how to get down and call on the Lord. The second thing, verse 28, arrangement. He said it right there. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Woo! That's shouting time. They have eternal life. That's what we all want, eternal life. You toil day after day, month after month, year after year, trying to live the best you can, trying to do God's work, huh? Trying to do what the Lord said do. And my brothers and sisters, on the end, all I want to hear the Lord say, servant, well done. That's all, servant, well done. You don't have to say what the stuff I did in the church or out of the church. All I want to hear the Lord say, servant, well done. Because folks will not tell you, you've done good. But I want the Lord to say, servant, well done. And when he says, servant, well done, then I know I have eternal life. That's all I'm looking for. May not get a reward down here, but I got my reward up there. Huh? Every day of my life, working on my reward. Amen? My reward is love thy neighbor. Forgive them. Those that have done you wrong. That's your reward. And you get that straight, then you're going to have, amen, eternal life. And are secured. Jesus said that his sheep are secured in his hand and the Father's, we shall never perish. If he promised, I don't want to perish, y'all. We have eternal life, not just life, but for as long as we don't sin, we have eternal life. We are in Jesus' hand. Thank God we're in the Lord's hand. Thank God I'm not in my enemy's hand. Thank God I'm in Jesus' hand. Huh? We're in Jesus' hand, huh? And no man can pluck them out. Let go back. If you secure, if you know his voice, if you follow him, no devil can pluck you out of his hand. Because he got you in his hand. You talking about he got the whole wide world in his hand? He got us in his hand, and nobody can pluck you out of his hand. Now, if you're not in his hand, anybody can pluck you out because you're not secured. But my sheep are protected and secured in his hand. Woo! Oh, my brothers and my sisters, you don't know how good it feels to be in the Lord's hand. You don't know how good it feels to be in the Lord's hand. When you're in the Lord's hand, you ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm talking about Jesus' hand. Nobody can pry it open. Nobody can close it but him. And when you're in his hand, he'll take care of you. He'll watch over you. He'll protect you. He'll protect your family. He'll protect your home. He'll protect your neighborhood. He'll protect you because you're in the hand of the Lord because you're his sheep. No man can, why something there? No man can steal you away. Woo, come on here. You hear what I say? No man can steal. You know the false prophet? You know the slide-by preachers who build their only church and see you in town? Tell me, when you going to come see me? When you going to come sing that song for me? When you going to come pray for me, huh? And they're trying to steal you out of the shepherd's hand. But I do believe if God bless you, God going to give you some sheep. You ain't got to go steal nobody else's sheep. What God got for you is for you. I don't worry about number of other pastor members. I'm worried about my member. And if God sent him here, I tell them, pray that God sent you here. But I don't try to steal nobody's members because I got enough in mind. But what God sent me, I accept it. Because God. But when you hear him say, I don't beg nobody to come to church. I talk to the sinners. And I say, the sinners, I tell them what does say the word of God. And I say, if you need a church home, you ought to come visit us. We open. We there for you. Or I pray that you find a Bible teaching a church that would teach you Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection to show you which way to go and ask the Lord to show you what church he should lead you to. But for me to steal another member, no.
You've been listening to the Starlight Baptist Church with host pastor Reverend Van Jones. Our church is located at 3538 Highway 1 in Marksville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and our regular service begins at 11 a.m. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, our phone number is 318-253-4187. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.